So one thing to understand about bipolar depression is that it's much more episodic than unipolar depression. That is to say that there is usually a much clearer beginning and end to bipolar depression, and often the depression will come right on the heels of a manic episode. It might seem cruel that a disease that can cause you to spend your way into massive debt without a second thought while manically chasing your dreams can then give you debilitating depression right as you realize your ambitious plans won't pan out. And that's because it is. So it goes. But the fact that it is somewhat predictable actually helps, in my opinion. I can sometimes remind myself that the depression will go away eventually, like it always does. Sometimes when I'm at my worst, and I can remind myself of this fact, my brain actually believes me enough to let me complete a simple task, like taking a shower, which I guess is a good time to talk about symptoms of bipolar depression, which are largely similar to those of unipolar depression. Obviously, the side effects that everyone associates with depression are present. You get sad and anxious. Depression often goes further, however, and makes you feel worthless and like nothing really matters. In short, you become a nihilist. And like those nihilists, you might even resort to cutting off a toe, or, more likely, hurting yourself some other way. When it gets really bad, you might even think about or commit suicide. Let's talk about that for a minute, though, because I don't think a lot of people are fully aware of the alarming statistics. On average, bipolar people die younger. That's because, according to Psych Central, bipolar disorder has the highest rate of suicide among all mental health disorders. In fact, we commit suicide at a rate that's about 10 to 30 times higher than the average population. It's even worse if you consider just men. But out of all bipolar people, well over half of us have attempted suicide, and NAMI believes that up to 19% of us are successful. So it goes. But let's say you don't experience the worst of the worst. Life can still suck, don't worry. Often, depression will cause you to become slow or lethargic, which, without the depression, isn't all that bad, or cause difficulty sleeping. You may not want to eat now, so you lose weight. Your speech slows way down, if you even have anything to say at all. That reminds me, one of the most annoying things you can tell someone with depression is, "You seem quiet." We know we're being quiet. You're lucky we're even listening to the conversation, because we also have difficulty concentrating. And if we manage to listen and concentrate enough to follow the conversation and then articulate a thought, just know that it took incredible effort. We often don't want to do anything or go anywhere, and we start to care very little about a lot of things. Nihilism at its finest, perhaps. It's when we become hopeless and start to feel worthless that the suicidal thoughts really begin to rear their ugly heads. So how can you help us? Well, obviously, if we're suicidal, then don't leave us alone. And if we like things like guns and knives, see if we'll let you take those and keep them safe and away from us until we're feeling more ourselves. In fact, if you can help us develop a suicide safety plan before we need it, you'll be even more amazing. See the appendix for an example. But if we're lonely, just be there with us. You don't have to say anything, because we probably won't want to. We're often very happy just to listen to someone else talk. So read to us or turn on a movie and just be present. Sex doesn't hurt either. You know, coitus. But you don't have to come over and fix the cable, of course. In addition to a little log jamming, showing an interest in trying out some of our hobbies can be one of the best ways to help. The last time I got out of the hospital, I started doing pottery. Am I a good potter? Not at all. Did I find it therapeutic to make something out of a literal lump of clay? Absolutely. My fiancé recognized how much it helped, and now we have an old kiln and make pottery together sometimes. It's one of the myriad of reasons she's such a keeper. But one of my favorite Kurt Vonnegut quotes of all time is his advice on taking up the arts. He said the arts are not a way to make a living. They are a very human way of making life more bearable. Practicing an art, no matter how well or badly, is a way to make your soul grow, for heaven's sake. Sing in the shower, dance to the radio, tell stories, write a poem to a friend, even a lousy poem. Do it as well as you possibly can. You will get an enormous reward. You will have created something. I couldn't say it better myself. But what can you do for yourself? Coax yourself into working on those passion projects you have. Read that book, or write that book, or watch that movie you've been meaning to see. Binge watch the entire catalog of Ink Master in all its 199 episode glory. Whatever it is, just do it, in the parlance of our times. Also, if that thing you do happens to be physical, such as yoga or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that's even better. Staying active truly does help you mentally. And even though you'll never want to go, you know you'll always feel better after you do. So what about those times when you're manic and depressed at the same time? You know, being bipolar, you might think it would be nice to be right in the middle of those two extremes sometimes. Of course, there's two ways to find that compromised position. You can be in a state of euthymia, balanced mood, or you can have a mixed episode, which combines the worst, sharpest edges of the double-edged sword that is bipolar disorder. A mixed episode is when you are indeed both manic and depressed at the same time. Never is someone more of a true manic depressive than during a mixed episode. One minute you might think you've found the cure to solving world hunger, In the next, you don't think you can do your job well enough anymore to go into work. It's its own special brand of shit sandwich. A good day to you, sir? No, I think not. But if you want to watch what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass, Larry, then do something to slightly piss off a manic depressive. One minute they may want to verbally annihilate you into oblivion, while the next they may question whether they should even exist, you know, given how pointless life is and all. The best thing you can do is be there and be a non-judgmental friend who really, and I do mean really, doesn't take things too personally. Eventually we'll stop being assholes though, I promise. Now that we've looked at the highs, lows, and everywhere in between, let's turn next to something that can help you alter your mood for the better or for the worse, your drug regimen.